Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. On the occasion of National Youth Day today, the Prime Minister Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. More details of the event.
3,000 young leaders have been selected from across the country through the Viksit Bharat Challenge. The Prime Minister will participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. During the event, the young leaders will showcase the presentation on the vision for Viksit Bharat. These presentations reflect the innovative ideas and solutions to address some of India's most pressing challenges. Mr. Modi will join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Viksit Bharat Dialogue is offering young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with the policy makers, national and global icons, while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. With Dipendra Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the youths will play an important role in making India a developed country by 2047. Addressing a convocation ceremony of IIMT University Meerut in Uttar Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Singh said the aspirations, dedication and thoughts of the youth will redefine India's identity on the global stage.
हमने वर्ष 2047 तक भारत को विकसित देश बनाने का लक्ष्य तय किया है इस राष्ट्रीय संकल्प की सिद्धि और लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति में आपकी पीढ़ी के द्वारा किया गया काम निश्चित रूप से निर्णायक भूमिका अदा करेगा ऐसा मेरा पक्का विश्वास है आपके द्वारा देखे गए सपने आपकी नई सोच और आपके द्वारा किए गए काम भारत को दुनिया में एक नई पहचान दिलाने का काम करेंगे
The Defence Minister called upon the students to take inspiration from the life and ideals of Swami Vivekananda. Minister for PHED and Cooperation Jacob Zimomi has urged young people to adopt a mindset of unity and cooperation to drive all-round development. Speaking at Homeland Village Students' Union Golden Jubilee celebration in Newland yesterday, he expressed concern over the modern generation tendency to seek shortcuts. Mr. Zimomi emphasized that the era of one-night preparations has become obsolete and encouraged youths to adopt more disciplined and sustained approach to their pursuits. He asked degree holders to rise above laziness. The minister highlighted initiatives like Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Startup India program, which are designed to combat unemployment and foster entrepreneurship. He encouraged the youth to seize such opportunities and channel their energy towards innovation and self-reliance. Mr. Zimomi asserted that the days of backdoor political appointments in Nagaland are over and added that there is a culture of free and fair appointments within the state government. Assam Rifles recently organized an awareness program at Christ King Higher Secondary School, Kohima, to encourage students to register online for admission in Sainik schools. During the program, they urged students to explore opportunities provided by Sainik schools which are military-oriented and provides high-quality education. The Assam Rifles also conveyed that it is ready to assist interested students with guidance on the admission process, which includes entrance exams, interviews and medical test. The students were apprised about admission criteria, exam dates and preparation tips which can also be accessed through official websites of respective Sainik schools or by reaching out to Assam Rifles Battalion. And India Meteorological Department has predicted that light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm lightning is very likely to occur at few places over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. In the daily weather bulletin, IMD said that dense to very dense fog conditions is likely to prevail during night or early morning hours in isolated pockets of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till January 14. IMD has also forecast the possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India until tomorrow under the influence of a western disturbance and dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in northern states during early morning and night hours till the 14th of this month. Delhi NCR and its adjoining areas experienced light to moderate rainfall yesterday, resulting in a fall of temperate in the national capital. Due to fog, trains and several flights were delayed. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.